Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
City, this your boy Cash chilling as usual. Got my man Father Time with me. Time, what's good, Pimpin?
What's cracking, Doc?
We chilling as usual. Got my man Wick on the line with us. Wick, what's up, boy?
What it do? What it do?
Oh man, you know how we getting it in. Have a little fun tonight. Let's have a little fun tonight. All right, let's see who we got. Who we got? We got Lickstone line. Lickstone, what's up, baby?
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
That's my girl, Laker.
Not much. Miss Peaches, what's happening, baby?
Hey, baby, what's happening?
Chilling, chilling, chilling. Janine, how you doing, honey?
I'm doing good.
Hey, my future ex-wife.
Hello.
LaFonda, what's up?
Hey, yo.
Huh?
Huh?
You got LaFonda on the show?
Did
of course.
What's good with you?
Y'all can't hear me about it?
Nah, I couldn't hear you for a split second. I couldn't.
My bad. I'm having a technical difficulty over here. I'm editing a video right now.
Oh, okay. Hey, so what's up, man? Before we even get the show started, LaFonda,
I need y'all my levels. I can't cut up a hair profile. Like, I'm done with it. But you know how it is.
Okay.
Like, it needs y'all bios on there.
All right, well, you had that. So, people, what's happening?
Hey, bring in the caller, man.
We got another call.
Marijuana about to be legal in Illinois.
What's going to be legal in Illinois?
Hold on,
we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Who is this?
Hello, this is Dre.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's happening? What's up, Dre?
None much, man. What's the topic for tonight?
Hold on, I'm level, man. Father Ty, get on that one. Ty, what you got for me?
Check this out, man.
All right, I'm gonna give y'all a scenario. You tell me what you would do in this particular scenario. All right, we together, right? We've been together a couple years. So you've been together a couple of years. You're not married yet. You know what I'm saying? You might get married, you might not. And let's say your girl or your man get a job in another state, and they asking you to drop everything and go with them. You know what I mean? They got family there, but you don't. Would you go? They got a job set up for them. So basically, you'll be living off them for a little while until you get you a gig. But you know what I'm saying? You're a couple of hundred miles away from home. You ain't got no people there, but they do. Would you go?
Is
this your boyfriend or your girlfriend?
Yes.
That's a tough one. I don't think I could swing that one.
Well, this is Peaches. Let me tell you something, baby. If
you
I
go,
were you, it's just, if it was me, I would, because I know I got my man back, and I know one day he'll get a job, and it ain't looking like me taking care of him. But, I mean,
well, let's say he got the job. Let's say he got the job.
Okay, say he got, Either way it goes, I would, because it's like this. I know he going to hold it down. If I was in a situation to go somewhere and I didn't have no family there, and I know you're going to feel kind of awkward being a man, so I feel you, but, I mean, I take that chance. All
right, what about getting tired of your ass?
I can kind of agree with that to a degree, I guess. I mean, it kind of depends on the severity of the relationship. You know, it depends on how close or how tight you two are.
Exactly.
But
it's
you know,
it's
like,
a couple of years.
It goes on that
y'all say y'all got
kid.
4 years. Y'all got
right.
4 years
in. You got the strongest 4 years in the world either.
You could be with somebody for like 2, 4, 6 years and, you know, kind of not be close with one another, but you still get along. Like, there's been relationships like that and stuff, but
about the trust, man. If you love and trust that person that much.
That's basically what I think it all comes down to.
It all comes down to that.
Let me throw a little fastball in here. What if the person, like, let's just say, for instance, all right, we're going to go, all right, Janine, we there, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now we, you know, it's going on, you know, I get the job, but then I got outside forces telling me, fuck you, fuck her, you know what I'm saying, fuck her, you don't need her. And the outside forces is the motherfuckers that's helping me get this money. So now do you go then?
Hey, Cass, before you ask that question, can I just say this much? If she was a hoe in the state that you in, don't think you're going to take her to another state and she ain't going to be a hoe.
Wait, I
was just throwing that scenario in there. That goes with the trust there.
All right, anyway. Like I was saying, if I got the person, I mean the person, they pretty much my beneficiary. They financing this whole trip. Like they tell me, Cash, you come on down here. I got you. I'm finna put you in this. I'm finna have you out there. But then at the same time, they saying, you know, fuck her. You know, because shit, you could do better than her any motherfucking way. Fuck her. But now you get wind. You get wind that these are the words that's being said. Do you still go?
Like I said, back to what I said earlier, it kind of depends on how close you two are. I mean, if you know each other in and out, I mean, then I probably wouldn't go. I'd stick with her.
Okay. Janine, would you go?
Yeah, I would go, depending on who I'm with.
If I trust you, then I'm trusting you. I'm not trusting the people that's talking to you. I don't care, really, a rat's ass what they talking about, as long as me and you on the same page. That's all that matters.
Okay. Look, Star, would you go?
Wait a minute. Let me see if I got, okay, you as the person who got the job, are you the person that is people whispering in your ear saying, fuck me?
Yeah, the person that got me the job. The person that got me the job is saying, fuck you. Fuck Liquor Store. I ain't fucking. You don't even need to be fucking with her.
Would I still go? Me, Liquor Store, would I still go with you, even though it's somebody whispering in your ear that you shouldn't take me with you?
Yeah, this the motherfucker that's financing me, too. This the motherfucker that's putting me up, you know what I'm saying, doing everything for me while I'm there.
Okay, well, I got to tell you like this. There is a catch to everything. If that person is willing to put you up and do this and do that and do all this, please believe me, they want something from you that at some point or another you may not be willing to go with. Now, me as your woman, I feel like the only person who you really need, you know, the only person who you really need to take into consideration if me and you was on that level is me. You know what I'm saying? What me and you have going on is stronger than what, because this person over here is going to put you in the catch-22. I can damn near guarantee you that. But if me and you tight, I'm still going to go with you. Now, the question is, are you going to listen to them or are you going to listen to your woman?
All right.
Okay.
Hey, you made a good point, Liquor Store, saying this person eventually going to need something from, want something from you. He already put it out on the table what he wants. He wants you without your woman.
Right, and there's a reason for that. There's a fucking purpose for that. He ain't just telling you, man, fuck her, because either he want her or he got something up his sleeve for you. But, you know what I'm saying, whatever his scenario is, he got something, he got a cake baked in the back of his head where he like, well, shit. He going to come back to you like, well, I've been doing this, and I've been doing that, and I've been doing that. Now what you going to do for me? And it might not be something you're willing to go for. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's been a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, that shit, quote, unquote, sold their soul because somebody else is putting their bill. Now, me as your woman, you know I'm going to, if I've been holding us down while you didn't have shit, then certainly when we get there, I'm going to hold you down. And
Can I
get the question out? Can I get the question out first, Wick? Please, sir.
All right.
So what if it's not? I mean, what if it's a family member, like a father or something? What if it's your father and he just don't want you with him? But he's finna make your life just clutched. I mean, he's finna give you everything that you pretty much want. So I guess I'm saying, do you choose money over love?
I'm not the one that has to make that decision. No, that's you. That you the one that got to make that decision. Do you choose money over love? Because if I come with you, I'm coming with you under the circumstances that it's me and you. We ride or die. You know, but if you choose to say, all right, Pops, I'm going to go ahead and let her go, and I'm going to ride with you, then you chose money over love. It didn't have nothing to do with it. It's not my decision.
I mean, it's your decision whether you want to, if you want to take the chance to leave there or not. I mean, that's your choice whether you coming with me or not.
But I take your word, too. Your word is bonded. I ain't going to have nothing to worry about, then I'm going to go.
I mean, okay, are you really fully understand? Like, okay, seriously, if your father, your dad is telling you, son, I don't want you to be with this woman, and if you don't take her with you, then you're going to live the life that you've always wanted and I've always wanted for you. I, as your woman, am not the one. You ultimately are the one who decides, okay, either I'm going to stick with my woman. Now, what's the ultimatum? Is he telling you it's either or? You know,
I kicked that country ass to the curb.
But ain't There you have it.
I don't think you understand my question. I don't think you understand my question. Because I'm saying I'm taking you, but at the same time, you see what's going on. I mean, do you take your chances? That's all I'm asking you. I'm not saying that I'm telling you from right off the gate, yeah, come on, you coming with me. But now, are you going to take that chance to come with me, seeing that it's a chance that I might turn? Or do you just gamble on it?
I'm going to take the chance, because if you're telling me that, come on, baby, we re-ride, then you telling your father that with you or without you, I'm taking my woman. So I'm going to ride with you.
Right.
All right.
Right.
God damn. That's all I was asking.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah. Y'all some goddamn fools. That's too much of a fucking chance. It has to be how relationship then. If we've been having bad times, you might want to get me back. Fuck that.
That's how I think.
I'm not taking the chance.
I ain't got no people in there. What if you put me out?
I don't got no people either. This could be your chance to fuck me. We could be. I mean, our relationship could have been up and down, back and forth. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? This is all how the relationship. Now, if we've been through thick and thin to the end, you know what I'm saying, and ain't had our bad times, then, yeah, I might take that chance.
Right.
Wait a minute, hold on. What relationship you know ain't had no bad times?
It depends on what the bad times are. It's bad times and it's bad times. It's bad times that... when I'm fucked up, you left me, but you came back when I'm good. Them fucked up times. It's a different type of bad time.
That's your
fault. You fucked up individual.
Right.
You fucked up individual.
Okay, then I got a question then. If you as that person are you taking that person to be with you there, or are you thinking about flipping? Then why would you even bring that person there?
Right. That was what I was saying. You know, that's the choice is yours. I know.
Okay, hold on. You know what? At the same time, I don't think either one of y'all understand it. I'm not saying nobody's doing it purposely,
right.
But shit happens. I mean, this is what I'm trying to get y'all to understand. Nobody do shit purposely. I mean, all intents are good. All intents are good. But now I'm sitting here asking you, well, do you take the chance on it going bad? Every intent, my whole intent of taking you is good. Now, who's to say that a motherfucker don't change me? Or a motherfucker, I mean, I might change for the better, I might change for the worse. But it's a chance that you're going to have to take. This is the point that I'm asking.
I wouldn't take the chance because family...
All right,
that ain't got nothing to do with it.
I mean, I think y'all missing the whole point. Y'all twisting the question.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I break it down to you like this. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I got a girlfriend. I got a girlfriend. My father got money. My father's rich. He offers me a job. Let's say he offered me a job in California making $100,000 a year. Right? And let's say my woman, you know, let's say she got some, she got a few problems, but I can deal with her problems. You know what I mean? Her problems, you know what I'm saying? We get through our problems together as a couple. And now my father's like, well, look, I'm going to set you up with this job, but I don't think you should take her with you. You know what I'm saying? And now my father tells me this while she's standing in front of me. She's standing right there. She hearing everything we talking about. Do you still go after you know how my father feel? And then my father is the one that set me up with the job. Do you still go? And you know how he feel about you.
Okay, this is Peaches. Now, I will ask your father right then and there while we all sitting there together, what's the problem, why you wouldn't want me to go with my man? Now,
okay, let's say you don't have custody of your kids.
Okay.
But I can accept that. I can accept the fact that you don't have custody of your kids.
Right.
But my father came. My father, old school, he like, well, if a woman ain't got her kids, something's wrong with her.
Right. I can understand that, too. But I will also ask him, you know, find out what the situation is before you judge.
Right, but my question is, you hearing all of this? And I'm like,
right.
Well, baby, you know, fuck my father. Come on. I still want you to come with me.
But I wouldn't be
now,
comfortable if I come there knowing he don't want me there. I wouldn't go.
So you wouldn't go?
No, I wouldn't go because it'll cause more problems. Knowing that he don't want me there, he would cause problems between us to run me away.
But is he the one sleeping in your bed?
Exactly, though. But is he the one sleeping in the bed making you happy? You know what I'm saying? That's how you got to look at it, too.
But see, and then that's also part of my point. Eventually, your dad, I don't give a shit, and family will do you worse than anybody. So eventually, he's going to want something from you that, you know, is going to put you in another situation where, you know, you have to choose. You have to make a choice.
Right. Right.
But you know,
okay,
I got
a question. If you love that person that much and you trust them, wouldn't you let them go to try to set himself up and then call for you?
Okay, but that wasn't the question.
Say that again.
I mean, I said if you love that person that much, wouldn't you just let them go and give them a chance to set yourself up instead of then? Because that's going to be an argument regardless. If you go, she always go, or he going to bring it up, well, your dad don't want me here anyway.
Okay, but I'm saying, either whether she goes now or later, he still don't want her there.
But
so,
he could have himself set up.
I mean,
okay.
I would talk to my father, and I'd be like, look, Pop, this is my girl. I love her. And you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to just leave her back like that because you don't want her here. But out of respect of your home, maybe you can say I can get an apartment or something, but she's coming with me. Let him know that you love her that much. Like, she's coming with me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, all right. You know what? Let me flip it. Let me flip the script. All right, ladies, it's your father. We together, we've been together 4 or 5 years, right? I got a couple of felonies. You know, I can't get that real good-ass job because of my, you know, my past and all of that. Your father knows this. You know what I'm saying? So you take the job, right? You bring me with. Now, you know I can't get a good job because of my record. So already it's going to take me a couple of months to find a job. So now I'm living off of you. You supporting both of us while I try to find, you know, while I try to find a job at White Castle or Burger King, or, you know, somebody that's going to hire a felon. And you get tired of it. Now you coming to me saying, well, you know, I'm tired of supporting you. You got to do something. And now I'm all the way in California. I ain't got no family there. You do. And now you talking about putting me out. Now what's up?
I'ma always have this money for a rainy day.
The chance you took.
Yeah, but see, that ain't the point though. See, at first y'all was like, "Well,
yeah."
But now when you gotta support that man, when you gotta support the man.
If I go and he's supporting me, okay, it don't make a difference.
It's a gamble.
Once I get there, you still making a choice. Either way you go.
If I'm going somewhere
where I don't know nobody and I decide to go and we break up, that's the choice I made. I'm not going to get married to blow. You got me out here all by myself and no family. I made that choice. You didn't make me come out there. Just like we wouldn't make you come out there. We asked you, you came, you made a choice.
Right.
Okay. Well, let me say this.
You
making $100,000 a year. Listen, you making $100,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? When we was here, let's say we living in Idaho together. You working, I'm working, everything is good. Your father hooked you up with $100,000 a year job, but it's in another state. So we gonna move together. You know it's gonna be hard for me to find a job. Let's say it takes me a year to find a job.
Okay.
So now you supporting us for a year, and you said he got your father in your ear because he know what's going on. He know I ain't working right now. You getting all that good money, so now I'm living off of you. And you still got your, but you got your dad in your ear all the time. Well, what is he doing? Has he found a job yet? I mean, you know, he's supposed to be taking care of you. You know what I'm saying? Now it's flipped. Now how you handle that? It's, I ain't had a job in a year. Sooner or later, you're going to get tired of me, right? You're going to get the impression that, oh, he don't want to work.
What I'm telling you is that's going to be between me and you. That don't have nothing to do with my father or what he's saying, because just like I'm going to talk to you.
But your father in your ear, your father's in your ear.
I don't give a fuck about my father or mother or what the fuck they be talking about.
It sounds good.
And that's exactly right that I'll say to them.
At least is he trying to hustle? Is he trying to hustle? Why I'm working, is he trying to hustle at least? At least he bringing something to the table.
So you want me to go out there and sell dope?
No, I didn't say that. You can go out there and wash cars, fix people's cars, do something. You ain't got to do nothing illegal.
Oh, okay. I can respect that.
Well, hold on. Technically, I mean, if you in Miami or California, you can always go sell oranges on the freeway.
I know, because I'm from Compton, so I know. Or a bag of peanuts.
I just think when you flip it, you know, when a woman taking care of the man, I think the woman, I'm not saying all women, but I think women tend to have a quicker fuse than men when it comes to, like, if a woman's taking care of a man, she's quicker to get on that man's back, whereas when a man's taking care of a woman,
I took care of my husband for 4 years. We've been together 17 years, and I know how it is. I hear it for a brother. I'm not using that as no excuse because you're black, but I know it's harder for y'all to find a job than a woman. You know what I'm saying? I'm a nurse. You know what I'm saying? If he wouldn't have hit that blunt, he'd have been working at the hospital too, but that was his choice. But I still had his back no matter what, and it took him almost 4 years to find a job. I didn't complain. I just did what I had to do. I went to work, came home, still cooked and cleaned, and kept him happy. You know what I'm saying? He didn't feel
that. All women don't do that, though. All women
right,
don't do
but
that.
But I'm just talking about Peaches, and I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? He felt bad as a man. Like, baby, you know what I'm saying? I feel bad. You out here working, you know what I'm saying, taking care of me. But that's what you do when you get married. It ain't no I. It's a us.
All right, well, see, now I hear you talking, but now let me tell you. It was once upon a time when I was, you know, when I was with a female from a previous relationship, and I was the breadwinner. I was the provider. I did everything. And I asked her. Now, I asked her why, while I was doing all the providing. I said, hey, what if I lose my job? Now, take in mind, she was working, too. She was working, too. I mean, but the way I looked at it, fuck it, you can keep your little check, you know. I mean, because the motherfucker wasn't ever telling me when she got paid any
check,
motherfucking
huh?
way.
A little check. I said,
yeah,
a little check. Keep your little check.
Yeah,
shit.
Well, at the time. I mean, no. But, I mean, I'm going to tell you how fucked up it was. It was so fucked up, I didn't even know what day she got paid. When I'd be like, hey, well, you ain't got, oh, I got paid last week. What the fuck? But anyway.
Now, that's not no communication. Where's the communication?
Right. I mean, it was fucked up. Now, that's what I'm saying.
I want you to know my paydays.
And it was so fucked up.
And I still put money in your pocket knowing you ain't got this or that. You know what I'm saying? Knowing if you smoke or drink. I'm going to, you know, hey, baby, I know, you know what I'm saying? Here you go, do this, or I'll go buy it for you, here, baby. But I'm going to put money in your pocket, too, so you don't be looking at me like, well, baby, you know what I'm saying? I hate to ask you. You ain't got to ask me for nothing, because I'm one of them real old school women. If I got it, it's yours.
Okay, but, like, I hear you, but evidently that wasn't the way she was looking at things. Now,
right.
I asked her while I was doing all the providing. I said, hey, if
right.
I lose my job, if I lose my job right now, you know, would you take care of me? You know, would you hold shit down? That motherfucker looked me square in my face and told me, shit, I give you like 3 to 4 months. After that, you on your own.
What?
That motherfucker, hey, I'm not bullshit. Motherfucker told me hey, looked me square in my face, said, I'll give you 3 to 4 months. Then I said, 3 to 4 months? I was like, but I've been taking care of you ever since we didn't move in together.
Right.
That motherfucker looked at me and was like, shit, oh, it's my fault if you fucked up.
if you fuck up and lose your job, that motherfucker looked me square in my face and told me that. And I went out and made a baby on her.
Wow.
Damn. Everybody got quiet when I said that.
I'm just saying, like, wow. I mean, she's wrong. She's wrong.
I mean, you know what, and I ain't going to say I was wrong for probably going out to make the baby, you know, because, you know, at that point in time. Yeah, I was wrong, but shit, I mean, you right there, you just told me you ain't get two fucks about me. Only reason you care anything about me because I'm sitting here taking care of you. I mean, when you just sitting there blatantly and tell me, shit, yeah, I'll try to hold it down for 3 or 4 months after that, motherfucker, I got to go.
Right.
So, like, shit, I went out. I mean, now, let me ask you, was I wrong? I'm going to start, hold on now, before everybody answer it once. I want to ask this question one at a time. I'm going to ask Liquor Store first. Was I wrong for doing what I did?
Nope.
I wasn't?
Nope.
Oh, okay. All right. Miss Peaches, was I wrong for doing what I did?
No, because she put you in a situation.
Okay, but now the situation never occurred because I still maintain, I still have my job. It was just a what-if scenario.
Okay, you wasn't wrong. Still, you wasn't wrong.
Oh, okay. All right. Janine, what about you? Was I wrong?
You know your ass was wrong. If that bitch really would have cheated on your ass, you would have been trapped and break her face. Okay.
But that,
if she would have got pregnant by some other nigga or some shit, too. Come on now.
Hell yeah, that's why I'm putting it. But now, here's the fucked up part.
She was wrong. I'm not saying she wasn't wrong.
I'm not saying she wasn't wrong for what she said.
But
I'm trying to get a listener to listen online. How do you do that? They try to listen online. They keep texting me. They trying to get on. They hear it online.
Go to SinCityRadio.net.
SinCityRadio.net and what they push
up. They can listen to the show right from the front page.
Okay. Thank you.
What I'm saying is, if that hurt you like that much, what she said, and you felt like she wasn't the person for you anymore, then you should have just left.
Okay. All right. Okay. I agree with that. All right. I mean, but at the same time, I ain't gonna lie. I did do some fucked up shit. I mean, you know, because I said fuck it. I said, hey, when you said that,
man, you was wrong.
Shit. I wasn't coming home.
You still was wrong. At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what you say.
I would admit I was wrong. I'm the first to admit I was wrong. I shouldn't have went out and, Lord, I mean, okay, I went out and cheated. That was one thing. But then I went out and cheated.
Do you know what she was doing, though? You have to put that on the shoe on the other foot. Do you know what she was doing?
Yeah, but now here's the thing. I found out, like, all right, I found out years down the line, like, this one guy that she was fucking with, the motherfucker, she had already been, I mean, she had been fucking with him the whole time. This
wow, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Now, hold on. Y'all tell me this. I go to a strip club, right? I go to a strip club. I'm going to chill, relax, me and my homie. And a motherfucker walk up to me and say, yo, what up, Karen? I'm like, hey, what's happening? You know, he like, goddamn, motherfucker. You know, this motherfucker talking to me like me and him are really friends. Now, I'm sitting there like, you know, my partner like, you know this guy? I'm like, I can't say if I do or don't. He look like a motherfucker we might have went to school with. So, you know, me and Mr. Charlie, we sitting there. The dude will start buying us drinks. Now, of course, my partner, Mr. Charlie, he like, well, fuck it. If the motherfucker gonna keep buying us drinks all night, fuck him. This motherfucker bought, when I say he bought us drinks all night, he bought us drinks all night. I mean, whatever the fuck he told the bartender, whatever the fuck they order, it's on me. So, of course, me and Mr. Charlie, we gon', you know, I'm like, all right, well, whoever the fuck this dude is, you know, cool, fuck him. So me and Mr. Charlie, we got fucked up. I mean,
This motherfucker's giving us money to tip the strippers, everything. Now, I go home. And that was a Friday night. I go home Saturday, spend time with the kids. Sunday, spend time with the kids. It's Sunday night. It's time to get ready to take the kids home. I walk in the door, and look who's sitting with my kid's mama. This motherfucker. The same motherfucker that's buying me drinks all night. Not once did he tell me he was her boyfriend.
I wonder who.
So,
well,
I
he
mean,
didn't have to tell you.
I mean, come on, dog. If you sitting there telling me, and I'm steady asking, like, where the fuck I know you from? And he like, nah, you don't know me. You knew I didn't know who the fuck you was. So I'm like, dog, what was it?
I guess you wanted to pay you off for fucking with your baby's mama.
But now I'm sitting there looking. I mean, because I can't just be, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I had a bewildered look on my face like, what the fuck was that about? I even asked him. I said, dog, what was that about, man? Oh, man, I just figured me and you get cool. I ain't got no problem getting cool with you, bro, because me and her ain't together. But my question is, why wouldn't you tell me where you knew me from? Why you made me think that you knew me from school?
For one thing, you was with your boy. He probably was looking crazy anyway. And I done already heard stories about you. So I'm going to try to get cool with you. Take that as a sign of respect and not that he, I mean, that's kind of a little respectful, dude.
I would tend to agree with that statement. I would have to agree with what he just said. You know, I don't agree with him very often.
Let me write this on the calendar. Me and Father Time, we don't agree at all.
Right.
God,
okay.
Man, what's today? That's what's wrong with a lot of males. We look at things that another male do either as a weakness or a sign of they fucking with us.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop doing that a lot. I mean,
okay,
it too. I ain't going to lie. I do it myself.
Let me ask the lady. Was I wrong for asking him, you know, what was all that about? I'm going to start with Jadine. Jadine, was I wrong? Was I wrong for asking him?
How'd you say it, though, Cass? How did you say it first?
I asked
before
him.
You
what
asked
was that about?
You had your mean mug look? Or did you have your nice person look?
Dude, I was totally bewildered. I didn't know what the – I'm like – you know, because the whole
Father Time, you know he had his mean mug look, right, Father Time? You know he had his mean mug look on.
I mean, no.
Actually, though, I believe that's a question for the guys to answer, though, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? Because, you know, a woman can't put herself in a man's place in that position. Now, if it was me, if it was me personally, and you asked me, you know, what was that all about? Personally, I wouldn't answer your question because, you know, it's not none of your fucking business. I bought you drinks, motherfucker. Be happy with that.
Oh,
you know what I mean? It ain't got to be no motive behind it.
And at that point in time, that's when you got slapped with that motherfucking piss. That's when you got slapped with that piss.
But see, if I'm looking like that, pistol? I'm already looking at you acting something stupid. And you coming to me like, what was that all about? Nigga, I thought we'd all... All beef was done when I bought all these fucking drinks.
Hold on.
So if
hold
you don't,
on. This,
if you don't
okay,
slap
minute,
me, I'm slapping
hold on.
You.
Wait, stop. Before you get on your tirade and your ranting, your raving, you got to understand one thing. He never told me who the fuck he was.
I understand that.
Can I finish? You going to sit here and tell me, I'm steady saying, dog, do I know you from school? And you playing it off like, we know each other from school. Come on, man. I mean, I don't know if you're trying to play a game with me or
okay,
you think
I got one better
say,
for you. If it was one of us and we were sitting there getting motherfucker fucked up and you survived that, you survived it. I got you fucked up. If I was on something, I was going to fuck you up while you was drunk.
Yep. Good point.
Hold on, Whit.
It's a sign of respect. He gave you a sign of respect.
You know what? First of all, neither one of y'all listening to me. I wasn't worried about getting fucked up. I mean, that was the farthest thing from my mind. My thing is, okay, what type of game was you playing? Because the simple fact is, you could have came to me and said, "Hey, I'm such and such boyfriend. I know you from this, that, and the other." You know what I'm saying? And to be honest with you, he knew me. You know how he knew me? He knew me from a picture he seen. He seen because it was a picture of me and my kids on a mantle. So that's how he knew who I was. He's never met me personally. He's never said nothing to me personally. I never even knew he existed. But now when you walk up to me, you come to me, "Hey, Kaz, what's up? You buying me drinks and all this shit?" Yes, of course, I'm sitting there. I don't know you. So, yes, I'm trying to – I'm going to be leery of you the whole night. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I come 2 days later, and I see you sitting there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, damn, dog, I didn't come to you fucked up. I just asked you what was that about. I mean, so – and Father Time, you being you, you really mean to tell me you would sit there, look at this dude, and be like, "Oh, hey, guy, how you doing?"
No, I wouldn't have took that approach. I would have took the approach of, "Hey, motherfucker got me fucked up. I went home safely. Nothing happened to me. Fuck it."
Now, I got a question. Did you say something to her with her there? Did you say something with her there, or did you pull him to the side and say something to
her? I said something to her. Yeah, she was right there. I was saying something to her. I was saying, I'm like, "Yo," I looked at him, and I was like, "Damn, you know," and he was like, "Hey, what's up?" And I'm like, "Dog, what was that about the other night?" Because I'm steady asking you, "Dog, where I know you from? Ain't you steady like, you know, man, come on now. You study playing it off instead of just saying, well,
every
look, man.
Every
dinner
you thought you knew. Every dinner you thought you knew. I got a question for you. Would you tell you, yourself, that I'm fucking your baby's mama?
Damn, motherfucker, I ain't with her.
Would you come to yourself and tell yourself so you'll be ready to knuckle up, right? Being yourself. Being the person we know, Cass. I'm talking about being you.
Evidently.
I didn't
know you don't know me that well then. I mean, if you sitting there thinking I'm finna fight over somebody I ain't been with in over 3 or 4 or 5 years, what the fuck am I gonna fight you for?
That's not what I'm saying. I didn't hear a story. Okay. I can be wrong. My bad.
When
he get money like that, bad drinks like that, anyway, he probably was just your child support money.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
Hey, let me put this in your head, dog. Check this out, man. All right, dude knew who you was. You didn't know who he was. You know what I mean? Maybe the man was buying you drinks. You know what I'm saying? Because eventually you're going to find out who the fuck he is. So maybe he's trying to squash all that shit early. You know what I'm saying?
But what you're not listening to is that you could have squashed that night.
Hold on, Wick. Not necessarily. Okay, if I walk in the club, I see you. You already chilling with your boy. I'm fucking your baby mama. I don't know how you still feel about your baby mama. So I'm not gonna bring that to you in a club setting, especially when I'm by myself and you already rolling. You know what I'm saying? You rolling deeper than me. I'm gonna be a fool to come up to you and say, "Hey, I'm fucking your baby mama in the club," because I don't know how you feel about it. You know what I'm saying?
You
may still have fun.
You said that baby mama
approach. I mean, if that's the case, then why approach me at all? If that's how you feel,
because eventually you're gonna know who I am. So I'm trying to squash it now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, but that's how I would think. That's how I think.
I don't see that. I don't see that. And I don't see you walking over and saying, if you was fucking somebody, baby mama, I can't see you saying, "Hey, man, you know, that's old girl kid's mother. I mean, that's old girl kid's daddy. Let me go over here and buy him a drink and just, you know, just start kicking him with him. But I ain't going to never tell him who I am. I'm just going to keep back.
You're right. I'm not going to do that dumb shit.
You're right.
I'm not going to do that.
Like,
I can see I ain't no punk for one thing. So I went over there. I drunk with your nigga. If I wanted your baby daddy, I could have got him that night. If that's how you wanted him to feel, like that's how you would think, because that's how I'd have been thinking. If I went over there, if thinking as a dumb person, instead of being a nice person, saying that he was trying to respect you, that's what I was saying.
Well, I'll put it to you like this, man. I'll put it to you. Now, I got a baby mama. Her name is Angie. If I'm at the club and her boyfriend approached me, I didn't know who he was. You know what I'm saying? I would do the same thing. I would be leery. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I really don't give a fuck who she fucking, because I'm not
exactly
fucking her no more. So I don't care.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's my point. I didn't
so
care.
I will, you know me, as teacher, I will introduce you guys. I'd be like, Cash, Mike, Cash. This is my baby daddy. This is my new dude. All right, let's go party.
All right, but now
that's
see, here's
the
thing.
That's the way it should have been.
You must
have
thought he was going to be there for a minute.
Okay, regardless of whether he was there for a day, an hour, a week, a year, I mean, I just feel like it was other ways that you could have approached me. I mean,
right.
You could have waited to that Sunday and seen me. Dude, hey, what's happening? I wouldn't have said shit if she told you anything about me, she had to tell you, no, he don't got a problem with nobody, with my boyfriend.
But see, that goes, that's a good one. That
or,
goes
or,
back
you know,
what she told. It goes back what she told him.
At least he could have said, you know, once the mood was chill, he could have been like, you know, after however many drinks was bought and y'all got into some conversation, he could have then, you know, at least been like, all right, well, you know, what it really is I go with such and such, and you know what I'm saying? I just want the shit break the ice between us, and so that's what this was all
I'm
about.
I'm not bringing that up at the club.
What I'm saying is not what you say, it's how you say it. If you don't bottle
don't
up
matter.
A good drink,
it don't matter how you say it.
Okay,
it doesn't matter.
We see how you Cash, if that had been how he had come to you, would that have been better for
it
you?
It would have been
how
no
it went
problem.
There?
It
exactly.
Would have been no problem. If you'd have walked
up
to
him,
even if he'd have walked up to you and been like, I'm with the whoop. I'm talking about after a couple of drinks had been bought and he still kept sitting there acting like he knew you. After everything, you know, after the ice was broken, if he'd have been like, look, man, you know what I'm saying, what this is about is I go with your baby mama and I just want to, you know what I'm saying, meet you or some shit like that. That would have felt better
for
you than walking in the house.
Okay.
What you want
to
meet me for?
I'm not talking to you, Tama. I'm talking to Cass.
But I'm going to put my 2 cents in it. That don't make any
you
sense.
Already. But you already,
because
okay,
if
but
that man still got
what?
Feelings for her, if he still got feelings, that's gonna be a fight in the club.
Hold on.
I mean, that's
me
coming to you saying, hey, I'm fucking your baby mama. You still trying to get with your baby mama. You still might have a little
hope. Like
that. Okay.
Hold
on.
That's
a fight. This is the part. This is the thing that you and Wick keep throwing up that, okay, this is that. It wasn't like that, dog. And you know it wasn't like that.
But my point is, for you it may not be like that. I'm talking about for the next man. That's why you don't do shit like that in the club, because you don't know what that man. Well, you don't know how that man feels about that woman. That's all I'm saying.
So buying me drinks and all this shit all night, then not even telling me who the fuck you are, then I run into you again. That's the proper way to do things.
Right, he could have went off at the house while he finna drop his kids off. He could have just went ballistic right then and there, like, this motherfucker gonna sit up here and try to butter me up, and now I walk in the door and here you are. He could have went ham on him right then. Instead, it could have been all just settled. If, like I said, you was gonna buy me drinks all night, well, shit, we could have just got that out in the air then. And it was right.
Man, that's bullshit, because you know what?
Oh,
all y'all talking
dog.
That. All y'all talking
I mean,
that, and then let's flip
not,
it. If it was a woman and a woman approached you in the club saying, I'm fucking your baby daddy, come on, and you got drinks in you? Come on, how does that end nicely? How does that end nicely?
A bitch ain't getting ready to approach me like that at all. I'm fucking your baby daddy. Will get her knocked out. I don't care where.
Right, that's the same thing. That's just like me saying,
no,
hey, man, look, I'm buying you drinks because I'm fucking your baby daddy.
You're not about to argue.
Hold on, man.
I ain't
gonna what, see,
well, let's just do a threesome and kill it all. Hey, that, what did you mean right there?
Right. No, see, seriously, dog. All bullshit aside, see, you flipping this like I had, like, my problem was that I was still in love with her. That wasn't the issue at hand. And see, this is you and Wick keep saying this shit like, okay, well, I mean, dog, let's be realistic. Let's speak the real. You wouldn't have did no shit like that. And if a motherfucker did that to you, you'd have been looking the same way I was. I mean, well, I understand. I'm not saying you personally, dog. I'm not talking about you personally. I'm talking about in general, in that location. I mean, if we in the club, all I'm saying, I'm talking in general. I'm not saying you personally. Okay. You know okay. What I mean? And I'm every saying, man is different.
And I'm saying in general, if you feel like in general, if you feel like a motherfucker gonna say something negative to you because of the because of the situation, why say something to him at all?
Well, I can agree with that. I can agree. All I'm saying, I'm talking about the location. Okay, if you fucking my baby mama, telling me at the club while I'm drunk, it's not wild.
First of all, I mean, let's call a spade a spade. I mean, if a nigga walked up to you saying, hey, I'm fucking your baby mama, then, yeah, he's trying to start something with you. But now if he comes to you and say, hey, man, you know, I'm such and such, you know, I know you through this, that. If a motherfucker comes to you kind hearted, I feel like he's not on no bullshit. I feel like he is trying to mend a thing. He's trying to mend everything. But, yeah, if you walk up to me and say, hey, nigga, I'm fucking your baby mama. Here, have a drink. Yeah, then,
right.
Well, see, that's where we differ.
Right.
That's where we differ.
You don't just come up
let's
to nobody.
Say he don't say, let's say he said a different way. Hey, man, you know, like, say he said it the way you just said it. Well,
I
man,
have
you
a
know,
I wouldn't have
you
a problem with it at all.
I would.
That's what you've been
I still
saying
would.
All time, that's
what I'm saying. Every man is different because I still would have a problem with that. I'm at
okay,
the club.
So,
I'm drunk.
Okay, so now.
The only way you have a problem with is if you still hitting your baby mama.
Exactly.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. I'm talking about how you, where you tell me at. If I'm at the club, I'm trying to have a good time. I ain't here
right,
talking
about
my baby mama, number one.
I would tell you out the club or somewhere else. I wouldn't tell you at the club while you're drinking. I would.
Exactly.
I'd
that's my point. That's my point right there. Don't tell me why I'm fucked up.
Okay.
I'm going to take it there. I'm going to hear what I want to hear.
But I'm saying, if you're still hitting her, you could be at the library writing a book, and it wouldn't make a difference if you're still hitting her. It don't make
I'm not.
Difference.
Y'all missing my point. It's not the fact that we not doing anything. I still don't want to hear that shit. I don't give a fuck if you fucking her. That's
exactly.
Fine. Do what you
that's
do.
My point.
Okay, but don't
that's
tell
my point.
Me
so
why
it
I'm
don't matter
drunk.
If you
that's
at
club.
The club. It don't matter.
Okay,
if
so
you
why come to me at all? Why come to me at all? And when I'm in the club, I mean, you think I'm not gonna sit there?
That's
I mean,
my whole point. That's my point, right? Don't even approach me.
Okay, this
that's
is
my
what I'm
point
saying.
Right there. Don't approach me.
Okay,
don't say shit
to
me.
But then when you when you would have walked in the house Sunday and seen a nigga sitting there, would you still have had a problem with it, even though you didn't know him and he didn't know you? What would
no,
you
I don't have a problem
with
that. When I met my baby mama boyfriend the first time, I don't give a fuck what she do. I didn't have a problem with that.
Okay,
I'm dropping my daughter off. There you go.
Boy, you a hypocrite. You know that.
Because
I'm not a hypocrite because I don't want to talk about my baby mama at the club. I'm a hypocrite? How does that make me a hypocrite?
If you know about you saying you don't care who she with because you be right. All in they business and trying to see right. Who the motherfucker is, where right. He's working, making sure he ain't doing shit to your daughter. So
mm-hmm.
You a hypocrite, you're lying.
How am I lying? Because you have said otherwise several times on this show. Several times you have clearly stated that you have a problem. You already said that, and we can archive it in your words. I don't have a problem with who she fucking. I don't want to hear about who she fucking at the club. I'm trying to enjoy myself. Why the fuck am I talking about my baby mama and who she fucking at the club?
Right.
Why would I want to do that? That don't make any sense. How does that make me a hypocrite?
Because I don't want to talk about her at the club when I'm trying to have a good time.
No,
but I'm a hypocrite.
That ain't the part to make you a hypocrite. The part to make you a hypocrite is that you sitting here with a straight face saying that, okay, he could have bought me all these drinks. He could have said all this stuff to me. And come that Sunday, when I seen him sitting in the house with my baby mama, I wouldn't have had a problem with it. I wouldn't have questioned.
That's not what I said. No, I stated earlier, I would have reacted the same way you reacted. That's what I said. That's exactly what I said. And you can go back and archive that if you like liquor store, since you like archiving. But that's what I said.
No, you like archiving shit.
That's what I mean, I know what I said. That's exactly what I said. I said I would have reacted the same way you did. But and then I turned around at the same time and said, well, maybe he was thinking about it like this. Maybe he was trying to squash it before anything happened. I also said that. I said that at the same breath.
Okay, even if that's what you said, how do you figure that you, how do you figure that you squashed it by coming to me, buttering me up, and then just, you know what I'm saying? You if I'm asking you, I mean, I don't think y'all understand it when I'm saying I'm steady asking this guy, hey, man, do I know you from school? What school did you go to? What do we know each other from?
I get what you're saying. You're the one that don't get it. He basically lied to you in your face, playing you like you're stupid. Of course you're going to want to punch
him. But
we
don't know what his motives were.
Exactly.
You shouldn't care what his motives were.
He
should have came to you better than that or not come to you at all.
Exactly. And even he asked.
That's what I would prefer.
Ask what your motive was. How do I know you? What is this all about?
Exactly.
He asked the whole time. He asking that the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, let me say this. First of all, I wouldn't approach you in the club. I wouldn't have said shit to you.
Exactly.
Because you know what I'm saying? I really don't give a fuck, but I'm trying to see it from my man's perspective, and I can see that maybe he's trying to squash something before it happened. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
But he's not,
okay,
and Kaz is saying you're not squashing nothing by sitting here denying who, you know what I'm saying? You know me.
How did he deny
it?
He never said it. He never asked, hey, are you fucking my baby mama? So how did he deny it?
Okay, come on. Now you trying to use wordplay. Now I'm sitting here asking you, dog, how I know you. You know damn well. And I'm saying, I know you from school. You like, man, come on. Come on, now. I'm like, dog. Like, you know, he's saying, I said, man, I know you from school. This nigga gave me the face like nigga, like, you really don't remember me from school? And I'm like...
He gave you that Ray Gibson in the bathroom, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I know,
so I'm like,
I know exactly what you're saying.
So the whole time, and Mr. Charlie was sitting right there, and he like, all right, man. And Mr. Charlie, he's so full of it. He like, yeah, I think I do remember that motherfucker from school. He just wanted drinks going. So he like, yeah, you remember that motherfucker. And I'm steady saying, no, I don't. I don't remember that motherfucker from school, man. Mr. Charlie, he got me so gone on it. Oh, yeah, dude, I think like our freshman sophomore year he was there. Really? I'm like sitting there like, okay, all right, well, maybe he was. I'm like, you remember him? He like, yeah, I think I do. Tell him buy us another drink. Hi, right, man. I mean, the dude literally let us run up his whole tab.
Well, Brady,
to take too long. I'll be trying to...
Right, so if you was really on some ignorant shit, you being the baby daddy, you would have, you know what I'm saying, went off on him when you see me sitting there. And so your whole thing is, man, why didn't you just tell me that's who you was when you was buying me drinks? We could have just shit.
Exactly. We could have sat down and chopped it up and my whole demeanor of you would be different. Now, no, I think you're a deceiving little motherfucker. So now I'm really like, man, fuck this dude.
Well, now you thinking he be trying to be funny. This nigga trying to be funny. You know what I'm saying? You trying to play me. You know what I'm saying? For something that I ain't. Like, you really must don't know who I am. Like, shit, that's how
right,
I
look like, right, because now I'm thinking, like, what, you trying to make me the butt of a joke or something? Like, why, hey,
right,
this motherfucker fucking his baby mama and watch me buy him a drink. You know
right.
I mean? Because the reality of it was is that, shit, me and her hadn't been together in damn near 4 or 5 years. So
right. I mean, as if you want to and get your ass whooped at the same time is your choice.
Correct. So I mean, that's all I'm saying, dog. I'm just saying that I mean, me coming to him, asking him, I don't think I was wrong because the simple fact is that, dude, I think you played that all wrong. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
You know what? Hold up, man. How much time we got?
30.
Fuck it. Let me try something, man. Let me try something. Y'all just bear with me. Y'all go ahead. Yeah, just bear with me for a hot second. I'm finna try something here.
All right. Out of time. Liquor store.
Yes.
Hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And yourself?
Wonderful, thank you.
That's what's up. Simon, how you doing? You okay?
I'm chilling like a villain.
You got you a 40?
No, I ain't drinking tonight.
You ain't drinking tonight? Well, maybe that's why you so on edge. You cool?
I'm not on edge.
Oh, okay. I got a tech on you. You know I care. I can't get in the video chat room, so I don't see you.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, I'm calling you off my show, so. I want to ask you a question. Hello? Can you talk? You busy?
What's up? Son of Archeon. What's up?
Oh, I'm calling you because we're doing the topic tonight. I brought up an incident that happened between me and you. So, I got all the listeners listening. So, I want to get your take on something that happened. All right? Is that cool?
What happened?
Okay, you remember a while back when I was at the bar and your at that time boyfriend was buying me all them drinks? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, now, I brought that up tonight. Now, Can you explain to me what was his reason for buying me those drinks that night? I mean, because I kept asking him, you know, who was he? And I remember when I came about the kids back home Sunday, that's when I seen him at the house. Now, could you explain to me why did he do that?
I don't know. What do you
mean? What?
He was just trying. He appreciate.
I don't know.
He was coming out of respect, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, so I mean, you say it's out of respect. All right, no problem. But I mean, at the same time, now, well, I don't know if Wick's still on. Wick swear that I came in the house real with a fucked up attitude. Did I come in your house with a fucked up attitude?
That day?
Yeah, that day. Did I come in your house with a fucked up attitude, or did I look? Well, was I more confused?
Probably a little bit of both.
Okay, but you understood why I had the fucked up attitude, right?
At the time, no.
You said at the time, no. Because this dude, kept asking.
I didn't know he died. I didn't know he bought you drinks until you told me.
Okay, so now, in hindsight, to look back on it, was I wrong for coming in with that attitude?
No.
No. Oh, okay. Thank you. You've been real helpful. I'll talk to you later. Check in the mail. Bye-bye. All right, y'all. Welcome back.
You is a fool. You is a fool. Okay. She really wasn't no help. I mean, she knew that nigga bought you some drinks. Come on now. I'm a real woman.
I'm going to know what the other man's doing. Come on now. I know he bought you some drinks. Now, she should have just kept it 100. Like, yeah, I know he bought you some drinks because she just contradicted herself because she sat there and said he was trying to be nice and saying thank you, and then she changed it up. She didn't want to get really say nothing and get into it. Come on now. I'll read between the lines. Now, come on, liquor store and everybody else. I know y'all heard what I heard.
Ladies, did y'all hear the same thing?
Shit. How long ago did this happen?
Oh, this been a this thing. Oh, Lord, shit.
Yeah, I think she answered the question to the best of her damn recollection.
Yeah, this is shit. This had to be, this was well over 10 years ago. This was over 10 years ago this happened.
Yeah. It is what it is. That's water under the bridge and
bending. Right. I mean, it is what it is. But I was just trying to prove my point that, you know what I'm saying? I just
She said she didn't feel like you came in, you know, after understanding the whole situation. She said she didn't feel like your attitude was wrong. So, shit, you apparently handled yourself properly. And if it didn't jump off into nothing crazy after that, then hell. It just was what it was, and that was the end of it.
That part.
Was Wick at? Is Wick still on here?
As far as I know.
No.
Did you fight the nigga after that at any reason? I mean, for any reason at any time after that?
No. We actually became, I ain't going to say we became friends, but we actually was cool. We was cordial.
Yeah, okay, well then shit, then it was what it was.
My only thing was, it was just a simple fact that, you know, I just felt like, you know, you should have came to me better than that. Because, you know, that could have, and not to be funny, but I had a fucking maniac with me. Mr. Charlie's a damn fool. Now, I had this guy with me who can start a fight in an empty room. And by the time you know that too, you know this man will start a fight in the empty room. And I got him with me, and it just so happened, he was like, fuck it, we ain't got to pay for nothing.
Wait. This nigga started a fight in the empty room. When you think about that mean a nigga fighting with himself.
Hey, Mr. Charlie will start a fight in the empty room. And somebody going to come out bloody.
That's like himself and Irene.
Hey.
You know how Hank always took dude's ass whoopings? Hank was the one causing the ass whoopings for the regular guy.
All I'm saying is that it was just, you know, I just felt like, okay.
You proved your point, baby. You proved your point.
Right. So that's all good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You proved your point. You was right. You're the man. Let's move on.
Well, okay. All right. Miss Peaches, what you want to talk about? I feel like you just been chomping at the bit to talk about something. What is it?
Little Peaches?
Yes, Peaches.
Oh, nothing. I was just, you know, that like my girl says, water on the bridge. I just think of another subject to talk about and get started before we can have something to talk about tomorrow. Let me think. Oh, you know what? Hey, go ahead. You ask your question.
No.
Go ahead, baby.
Oh, no. I was going to ask you about Sam Jack, so you can go ahead.
No, go ahead and ask me.
No, I'm joking with you. I'm messing with you. Come on, go ahead with the question.
You know how Peaches get down. Go ahead and ask me whatever you like.
No, I'm just teasing with you. Go ahead. Go ahead with your question though.
I really want to ask the question, but you know where I'm about to go, and it ain't to nobody personally. I'm just asking a hot message. Really, it's to my girls on the phone. Now.
Okay.
If you've been with this man, had this man back, good times and bad times, and he go out and cheat on you, would you still be with him? Just yes or no? Ladies.
No, I got it, though.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, can I ask a question, though?
Somebody would say, yeah, I was just asking the real women. Like, for real, I mean, I'm not going to be with you after you cheated. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, if I was to go out and cheat, it'd be a totally different story. He'd be ready to knock my head off my shoulder. I'd be all kind of you-know-what and this and that and who blessed you and didn't say excuse me and hurt you and all that other stuff.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. All right. You said he went out and cheated. And this is just a question that I'm just asking.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever think at any point in time that, and I'm asking all women.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, do y'all ever think that y'all might provoke that?
That's
not to say that it's right.
No.
Go ahead.
I got to honestly say, that's probably the first question that comes to anybody's mind. Well, what the fuck did I do? You know,
right?
In all honesty, what did I do? And then you sit back and you ponder, okay, well, was I there for this man in terms of whatever y'all situation was? Did I provide what I was supposed to do as a woman in a relationship? Now, every relationship has their ups and downs. So maybe I nagged you, you know, about whatever the fuck, or maybe I, you know, but anything that we say to a man is nagging in our own defense. It don't matter. You know, if you do it more than twice, then it's nagging.
But what if you didn't do nothing wrong? I'm not saying you perfect, but I'm saying what if you didn't do nothing wrong? You must have been too good for that man. This person didn't do nothing wrong. I mean, had that nigga back morning, noon, and night, top to bottom, side, of course. You know what I'm saying? What if she didn't do nothing wrong?
I can't sit here and say that because we all fuck up. I mean, I can't sit here and say that there's nobody that does nothing wrong. I mean, maybe you might not know what you're doing wrong, but we all do stuff wrong.
Okay,
right.
So then the question is,
But if you saying the bedroom is just top notch, can't nobody never touch you in the bedroom and cooking and woo-woo-woo cleaning and just, I mean, you telling me all this, so why did you go out and cheat? I don't know. It wasn't you. It was just something I did. It wasn't you. I love you. Come on now. Answer that. Help me figure that out, and then I'll leave that question alone.
Well, let me tell you. I mean, all right. And you know what? It took me to get older to realize this.
Right.
Sex ain't everything. Sex is not everything. I mean, you might have a five-head hit. You might get the wettest. You might, squirting. You might do the whole nine. But then your attitude be so fucked up. Your attitude is so fucked up. And the only time that your attitude ain't fucked up is when I'm putting dick in you. Come on, man.
We can lay in the bed like Denzel did, baby, with our clothes on. Just hold me.
Well, you know what? What if I got something to do? What if I can't hold you right now and you got attitude about it?
Okay, go do it, baby. Just when you come back. Just know, I'm ready for that hug. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready for that hell. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm
an understanding person. I can't speak for my other girls on here, but I can speak for Peaches.
And I'm talking to you. Hold on. Okay, Peaches, you ain't perfect now. Come on. Now, ain't none of us perfect. Now, what if I came home and I was tired and it wasn't nothing against you per se, but I just didn't feel like cuddling with you that night. I didn't feel like cuddling with you. And you felt like cuddling. And I said, well, I want to sit on this couch and drink my beer and watch TV. Go on now. Go on about your business. What you going to say to me? What you going to do? Let's be real. You going to do what?
I'll see you when you come to the room. And if you don't come to the room, you sleep on the couch. Do what you do.
All right, so the next morning you ain't got no problem with me.
Because you already stepped in and told me, baby, I'm tired, you know what I'm saying? It ain't you, you know what I'm saying? I'm just want to sit here and chill. All right, baby, shit, good night. See you when I see you.
See you when I see you. That's what you're going to tell me.
I will see you when I see you. When you ready to be held, I'm not going to say, well, I don't want to be held. I don't play tit for tat, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, Cass. You know what I would have said? Well, baby, is there anything I can do for you? Do you want me to run you some bath or do you want me to massage you? Is there anything that you want me to do for you? And then if you would have just been like, nah, just hand me a beer, I would have went in the refrigerator, got you a beer, gave it to you, and I would have said goodnight.
Okay, can I ask you a question, Peaches?
Yeah, baby.
What is your fault? What is your biggest fault? Because I mean, you sounded like you're perfect, so I'm going to ask you.
No,
I'm gonna ask
it's not that I'm perfect. It's just that, I don't know, maybe because I've been through a lot and I've been through it all, and my thing is this, is to make me and my man happy. I learned not to just make him happy, but also make me happy. But you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so,
and I'm glad right,
so
I want to keep him.
Answer the question. What is your biggest fault?
What do you think
your biggest fault? You don't have a fault?
And too damn good to niggas.
Really? That's your fault that you too damn good.
Yeah.
Okay, now before we even get back to you, before I tear a hole in your ass, I'm going to go down the line. Well, all right. I'm going to go with my man, Timer. What is your biggest fault, man?
You said it. You asked that question. Go to the next.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the next person.
I'll tell you my fault, man. Hold on, man. I'll tell you my fault. My biggest fault is that I'm not exactly open-minded.
Sir Bloom, no.
He's not open-minded.
Okay.
I'm stuck in my ways.
I ain't no fuck. Okay, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Liquor Store, what is your biggest fault?
I think my biggest fault is that even though I know my qualities, I seek reassurance.
So you one of the perfect motherfuckers, too. Okay.
No, I am not.
That's why, Liquor Store, that's why I got your back.
That is not what I said. I have flaws. And I'm the first person to say that. I have flaws. That's why I said, even though I know what my goods and my bads are, I seek reassurance. And that is a flaw. That's a flaw because I want to be told, you know, I love you. And I want to be told thank you. And I want to be told this, that, and other. But sometimes I don't necessarily need it.
Right.
So that's a flaw. That's my biggest fault is seeking reassurance.
Okay.
I found out with my. Go ahead. Wait till you come back to me. I just found out what my flaws was. My daughter told me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did.
You know, Dimple said she's gonna tell me because when I call somebody's phone and they don't answer, I do. I get pissed.
You're controlling.
I'm not controlling. I just answer my phone. When you see that number pop up, answer. I don't care if you're in a session. Let me answer this phone call.
Who got time all day to talk to you? Nobody. Go do something with yourself.
Cash can talk to me.
He ain't got time for you either.
I got Liquor Store. I got.
They don't even know you.
Father Time, and I got what's the other girl named Constance?
Girl, what makes you?
No, what's the other girl name?
Janine.
Okay.
Janine. I got Janine.
Okay. All right. Now, Janine, let me ask you, what is your biggest flaw?
Uh-oh. What?
Here we go.
She said,
"This motherfucker said what?" Like, I know you ain't say my name and flaw at the same time.
Don't Janine tell him nothing.
I mean, other people say it's a flaw, but shit, I'm a spoiled bitch, and that's what the fuck I am. But you can call it a flaw if you want to.
All right. Miss Dimple, what's your flaw?
This motherfucker crazy. This motherfucker here is crazy.
She's just telling you how she is.
Okay, this is Janine, and welcome to Sin City. This mother, well, if this ain't David Ruffin all over again, I don't know who the fuck is.
Wait, Cass, Ms. Dimple said you forgot about her.
Well, she's not on the phone.
You right here. Here, Ms. Dimple, what's your biggest flaw?
Did I call the show? I could have turned Peaches called the show.
Answer the question.
You better go on and listen to the next show.
Her biggest flaw is she too damn real. She keeps it 100.
Another perfect motherfucker. What week? What week that? What week? Is Wick still on here?
Wick must have left us.
Nah, he playing with them damn dogs again. All right, well, I think I know what mine is. Mine is that I don't listen. I don't listen at all. And
yep,
by the time I do listen, a lot of times it's too late.
It's too late.
Then I get consumed with other shit. I get consumed with other people's. I think I put too many feelings in front of my own.
Right.
So I think that's my biggest flaw, is that I put too many feelings in front. And the people that I put, like, in front of me is the people that I probably, like, if it was vice versa, they would probably say, fuck you, Dad.
All right, Freak Daddy.
So I think that's my big. I'm not without flaw. You know what I'm saying? It's just that, you know.
But
now,
Cass, you know Peaches. You know Peaches.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so enough said. I don't have no flaws.
yeah, you do.
Whatever. You want what I got baked for you?
I mean, I'm just saying, everybody got flaws. We see, that's where your flaw probably came at, baking all the damn cakes and shit. You probably bake one too many for the wrong person.
Hey, maybe I didn't make enough.
That may be true, too.
Hey, because he was jealous because everybody else was getting them and he wasn't.
See? Now, I mean, you know what? Can I ask a question to the fellas? Miss Peaches is concerning you, so I'm going to ask you.
I know
what
it is.
All right. Tom, let me ask you something, man.
What up?
You here with me, dog? All right, man. Check this out. The old lady, she can cook, right? She a hell of a cook. Right?
Okay.
All right. She cool with everybody. She cool with everybody. She cool with everybody, dog. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let's just say let's just say your woman baked me a cake. She baked me a cake for my birthday.
Okay.
All right. Now, by me and you being like brothers, you ain't got a problem with that, right?
No, I don't.
All right. Now, let's say, let's say that y'all come down. We all in the G chilling, and Twan say, "Well, you know my birthday next week." Let's just say y'all gonna be here the next week, and she go in there and she bake Twan the cake. Are you gonna get mad?
Hell yeah! She cooking another cake for.
Cause I mean, she nice like that. She say shit.
No,
you know
that's a little too fucking nice.
So you think
what my cake?
You think your birthday ain't came yet.
I don't give a flying fuck. If she cooked that motherfucker cake. She cooked me a cake. She don't even know.
So, I mean, but I mean, she didn't met him a couple of times. They didn't got cool.
I don't give a fuck. I bet she won't eat that motherfucker. I bet you that. Happy birthday, so, Twan. Yeah, okay.
So you got a problem with her baking that cake?
I got a problem with that.
Okay, now ask, tell me why.
Because you don't know him like that. Why the fuck are you cooking him a cake? You don't even know him like that.
I'll be like, baby, but this is how I am before you met me. I'm just nice like that with everybody. And, you know, shit, it's his birthday. It don't mean nothing. I'm just baking him a cake and say, here you go. See you later. Bye.
You should have told me you was like that at the beginning.
But you're supposed to know me. You're supposed to get to know me, baby.
Why the fuck are you cooking cakes for motherfuckers you don't know?
Because that's just what I do, boo.
Well, you need a new hobby.
I can't. When your birthday?
You already supposed to know when my birthday is.
I we just
you know when his
tonight.
Birthday was, but you don't know my birthday.
I know yours. I'm just saying.
I wish a motherfucker would cook another motherfucker a cake.
How would you feel about it, Cass?
If you cooked a motherfucker cake that I didn't know?
Okay.
That cake has never left the house. I mean, honestly, that cake has never left the house. I'm sorry. It would have never left the house.
What if I made you a cake and you didn't want it, so I gave it away? Would that upset you too?
Who did you give it to?
It don't matter. I gave it to a coworker. I gave it to a neighbor. It don't matter. I just gave it away. You didn't eat it.
Well, I mean, if you gave it to a coworker, all right, cool. I mean, but if you gave it to your boyfriend, I mean, some motherfucker you fucking around with, then it's totally different then.
So, Cash, am I wrong for baking cakes?
In my eyes, no. But I'm pretty sure his eyes, he probably felt like seeing. Hell no, you done baked one too many cakes.
Nah, that wasn't it. That nigga just wanted to go out there and try to sell his little weenies to somebody else. But it's all good. Ain't no hard loss. Ain't no hard feelings. I'm
okay.
Good. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you a question. How do you expect that man not to get mad if you baking cakes for other motherfuckers? How is he not supposed to get mad?
He had female friends calling his phone 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
That ain't the question. Now, if these ain't no little kids.
No. That ain't the question, but that's the answer, because I don't get mad when all them females call his phone after hours. So don't get mad when I bake another nigga a cake.
Yeah, but he ain't making them no cakes.
I can see
if you cooking cakes for the neighborhood, the little kids, because it's their birthday and shit. That's cool. I don't got no problem with that. But when you cooking grown-ass motherfucking men cakes, no, I got a problem with that.
But
why?
Where's the problem? Explain that
okay,
to me so maybe I can understand. I bake cakes for any and everybody. That's just what it is. But I sell cakes. But when it's somebody I know, and they have an occasion, like I bake the cake for one of the maintenance guys on Sundays. Every Sunday, he want a cake for him and his family.
Why?
And I asked
why you
him,
make a cake
you
for the maintenance
man? You go home and tell your wife where you get these cakes from. He told me no. And I asked him why. You know what I'm saying? He's like, shit, she ain't finna whoop my ass and put me up. Okay.
Well, you know where you went wrong at? Let me tell you where you went wrong at. First of all, it's the motherfucking maintenance man. The maintenance man, right? Now, I'm gone. But the maintenance man is in the apartment. And you cooking this motherfucker cakes just because? Come on, now. What am I supposed to think? You fucking the maintenance man. That's what I'm thinking. You cooking this motherfucker cakes every week, too? Get the fuck out of here.
Trust
you
me,
and the
baby.
Maintenance man going to get fucked up.
You fucking trust me,
cakes every week.
You know what, man?
That's for the maintenance man.
I feel like I kind of started that whole cake thing, and
I probably need to apologize, but fuck him. I ain't apologizing about shit, because
he... Right.
I'm going to keep on with cake. I probably did.
You the maidest man she cooked the cake for?
Yeah.
No, I'm not the maidest man she cooked the cake for, but she cooked the cake, and I said something about the cake. I took his last piece, and I walked past him, and I was like, God damn, that cake was good. So he got mad. I think he kind of got kind of irritated about that.
Well,
she shouldn't be cooking cakes for other motherfuckers anyway.
I don't blame him. I got mad, too.
He got people socked in the face over them damn cakes. Hey, Cass, tell you got somebody face socked up over a piece of cake, too.
I got somebody face knocked up. Oh, no, I didn't get that done. Shit, that wasn't me.
He did that to himself?
Hey, that was not me.
Hey, but you rubbed it in.
Well, I mean, he got his ass whooped. He got his ass whooped. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
In that order.
All I'm saying is that, I mean, maybe the cake baking, maybe he got kind of upset with the cake baking.
Well, how many cakes did you make him? For him?
As many as he wants. But his cake.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yes, baby.
This is what, November? How many cakes did you make in October? Last month, how many cakes you think you baked?
Wee.
And how many was for him?
Now, you might want to go back to September for that question. Go to September.
Right.
Now, I know.
Well, that's my point.
You see, he loves sweet potato pies. And anytime he wanted a sweet potato pie, I made him a sweet potato pie. Everybody
for him,
else,
though,
like,
but you cook the cake for everybody else.
Now, but he got whatever he wanted.
Well, I'm just saying, I would have reacted the same way. You making all these cakes for all these other motherfuckers that you don't even hardly know. Fuck that. I'm going to think something's going on. Especially the maintenance,
man. Where's the trust at?
Wait a minute, why you keep saying the maintenance man? Like, I've been the maintenance man for like 18 years. Why you keep saying the maintenance man?
I ain't saying you personally. I'm just saying in general. Because the maintenance man, that motherfucker always around. Even when I ain't there. That motherfucker. And then you making this motherfucker cake.
I don't respect our home like that. Now, if my man is not in the home, he ain't supposed to be here unless he got a work order. You know what I'm saying? Keep it 100.
Mm-hmm. And you just happened to call the office that day talking about
my
pipes.
I make pot of greens every week. I mean, I cook and then I give them all a plate. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I do.
Well, that's cool.
Okay,
I don't have a problem
cool?
with that. But when you making a motherfucker a personal cake? Nah, when you making a motherfucker a personal cake, like this is your cake, fuck the rest of the maintenance man, this was just for you. I got
he can do what he want to do with it. He can do what he want to do with it, but I gave it to him.
I'm just saying.
And then I'm cooking for y'all on lunch. Every other week I'm making lunch for y'all, and I'm feeding whoever wants to eat. So do you have a problem with that?
What apartment complex you live in? You cooking for everybody.
I mean, that's just what I do for real. Sometimes I even go in my rental office, and she asks me, well, what's for lunch? And she be like, I'll go to the store and buy it. You want to cook it? You know, shit, go get it. I done made them some fried fish and some homemade coleslaw and some french fries.
Okay,
and,
let me ask you a question. Have you ever asked him if that bothers him that you're feeding the whole fucking complex?
Yes, I did.
Did
you
he
know
say
what
it bothers him?
No, he said, baby, that don't bother me because that's just what you do. I understand that. That's what he say. But I ask.
So what do you say when you cooking the maintenance man a personal cake just for him?
He said, what is you doing that for? I said, well, it's his birthday. He said, oh, okay. And go on about his business and go get his pie for me.
And so it was his birthday next week, too?
Well, it was another guy. I don't know how that happened. Everybody's birthday was legit for real. Everybody's birthday was one this week, one in 2 weeks, one a month from now. And I just, you know, put in order. They put in orders, and I make them and get to them.
Mm-hmm. I would have a problem with that. Me personally, I don't have a problem with that.
Nah, you wouldn't, boo boo.
Tell me your birthday next week. That's all.
Right. Right. It's like five pics and all of them say happy birthday, Twan. How many birthdays this motherfucker got? How many motherfuckers ain't Twan you know all born in October? See? See what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just
Twan,
saying.
Baby, you special, honey. You'll get yours when you get home. Hello? Quiet, here comes some.
There you have it. We got to get out of here, man, before they hang us up.
I enjoyed the show tonight. It was really cool. It was more men's on here tonight. I like that.
Hey, that's what we try to do. We ain't a please. All right, before we get out of here, Jadine, you got any last words?
This show, I will be on here tomorrow.
She sound like she's about to pass out.
Give us some money.
All right.
Don't know
all
that money.
Look, stop. You got any last words?
Oh, yeah, you know what? I enjoy myself like I always do. I'll be back tomorrow night.
No, right. That's what's up. Miss Peaches, any last words tonight?
I enjoy myself with everybody, and definitely I'll be back tomorrow night, and I'll be telling other folks.
Wow. Okay, that's what's up.
Now,
big man, what you
got?
Right, there you
and
go. Bake everybody cake.
City, it's going to say Sin City.
Yeah, here we go. And I have to kill this motherfucker tomorrow. Anyway, Doc, you got your last word.
Hey, man, I just want to say congratulations to us, dog. We just reached a milestone last week, dog.
We did.
We had 11,252 listeners, man.
Oh, that's what's up.
Okay.
That's what's up.
We got it last week, man. 11,252 listeners.
All right.
Hey, sounds good to me. Hey, it's taking off.
For sure, man. Well, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. We greatly appreciate it. Thank y'all for archiving.
All right.
That's what's up. SinCityRadio.net. Get it in, y'all. Let's go. Shit, we trying to get this motherfucker. We trying to get some of that Facebook money, too. Shit, let's go. All
right. I'm about to give a shout-out.
Go ahead.
11,000 listeners, man. 11,000.
All right.
2 years, man. Shit, that's what's up.
We may have stars on this bitch. All right, y'all. Good night. We holler at y'all tomorrow. Peace.